Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Dominic Cortez here, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, taking your home improvement dilemmas and turning them into solutions at 803-0930, that's in the 716, outside the 716, toll free, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and ready at 803-0930. Yeah, same phone number that you call in, you can text in to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Open phones today, nothing on my mind other than I want to talk to you a little bit about recycling. And we'll solve your problems this Saturday morning. So pick up the phone right now and give us a call. So recycling, I was thinking about how things work with recycling when I threw out into the recycling bin a red wine bottle. And it was returned to me as unrecyclable. Now figure that one out. Why is glass, colored glass, not recyclable? I don't know. So I had to throw it in the garbage can. So I did a little research, and I found a website called the World Economic Forum. So we'll take it, you know, at face value based on what they're telling us. But the statistics are a little alarming on recycling. The EPA, by the way, hasn't released an updated report on the state of recycling and waste since 2018. So this information I'm about to give you is from the research that was done by this website or this organization, a World Economic Forum. Anyway, the most startling statistic is that regarding plastic, that, believe it or not, only 9% of plastic waste is recycled. Only 9% of plastic waste is recycled in the United States. Of the 40 million tons of plastic waste generated in the U.S. in 21, only 5 to 6%, or 2 million tons, was recycled. Between 2019 and 20, there were 5.7 overall percentage point decrease in plastic recovered for recycling in the United States. That's equivalent to 290 million pounds. Approximately 36% of all plastic produced is used to create packaging, 85% of which ends up in landfills. About 98% of single-use plastic products are made from fossil fuels. Globally, we produce 400 million tons of plastic waste yearly. And until recently, the U.S. outsourced a significant portion of its plastic, but import bags in countries like China and Turkey have fueled a decline in recycling. So that's plastic. Paper fares much better. Paper is one of the most often recycled materials, accounting for half of the materials collected for recycling by weight. More than 50 million tons of paper were recovered for recycling in 21, achieving a 68% recycling rate. Quite impressive. In 21, 91.4% of corrugated boxes, cardboard boxes, were recycled. And about half of the paper recycled in 21 was used to make cardboard boxes. Aluminum also does quite well. Aluminum, due to the high recycling rates, aluminum only accounts for 1% of the waste stream in the U.S. Aluminum, like glass, can be endlessly recycled with far less energy needed versus creating a product out of raw materials. Consumption of aluminum in the U.S. was 4.3 million metric tons in 21. That's up from 3.98 million tons in 20. Global demand for aluminum is expected to grow by more than 80% in a few years. Although aluminum can be infinitely recycled, 7 million tons of aluminum are still not recycled. Glass, next, is made of common materials, sand and limestone, and is one of the cheapest and most efficient materials to recycle. About 110 million glass bottles are thrown away every day in the U.S., of which only a third get recycled. Those are probably the red wine bottles. It's cheaper to make glass products out of recycled materials than virgin raw materials. How do you like that? And unlike plastic, glass bottles and jars are fully recyclable and can be recycled endlessly without degradation of quality or purity. The article goes on to talk about e-waste, which is interesting, and food waste. So we'll talk about that, and we'll mix in your questions this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Pick up the phone right now, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. By the way, the cooking school next class is coming up in September, and the date is the 12th. And we're traveling to Calabria, spicy foods from the south, eggplant parmesan. How do you like that? We're going to make that, and that's coming up on the 12th of September. Go to cortese.net to register for the cooking school. And stop in anytime to 9074 Main Street in Clarence, the Come Home to Cortese showroom. It's open, and we're anxious to show you around our new building. We have everything on display that we do. It includes our kitchen and bath displays with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all of those are on display, as well as an outdoor kitchen, a working outdoor kitchen. And yeah, we'd love to have you stop in and see all of what we have on display at the Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street. That's where our cooking school is held as well. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say good morning to Gabriel Madalena, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there in Clarence. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. How's things at the Clarence branch?
Oh, as sunny as can be. It's a beautiful day, great day to come in and maybe talk to me about a loan.
Yeah, exactly. And a talk about a 2.5% home equity line of credit available at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Remarkably low rate with no fees whatsoever. In this rising rate environment, Lakeshore continues to offer us a 2.5 fixed for 12-month home equity product. That's amazing.
Incredible, really what it is, Dominic. Again, just like you mentioned, Lakeshore continues to keep this rate really low. We want to help as many people as possible with that home improvement project or consolidating debt or even thinking about tuition education coming up with college.
Exactly. Now, the rates are rising, but yet I still see from last report I read that they're kind of ebbing a little and dropping.
You know, they're holding steady. They are holding steady, but the Feds are, again, talking about raising those rates.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have that sense of urgency still out there. If you haven't refinanced or you're looking to get some cash out, I would do it, you know, ASAP. And whenever that time is, even if you're looking to purchase a house, I encourage you to speak to one of our mortgage reps here at Lakeshore Savings Bank, because we're going to sit down, we're going to listen to what the need is, And we're going to go over different options.
Okay. There's
another option that we're looking at is we're starting to look at some variables, some 5-year ARMs and 7-year ARMs.
Oh, okay.
So we have a lot of options at Lakeshore Savings Bank for lending.
So in a refi right now, Gabe, what would you expect to pay in interest rates?
If you're looking at a 30-year, there's going to be a 5 in front of it.
Okay.
Anything less than that, you're probably going to have a 4 in front of it.
Okay. So still very competitive. I remember when I built my house in 1984, the best I could get, Gabe, was 10.5% variable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, wow. You know, that was considered okay then. And, you know, now if something's got a 5 in front of it, we panic.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Dominic.
Okay. That's all what we're used to. And we were used to rates that were historically low, and of course you still can get an historically low rate at Lakeshore with a 2.5 fixed for 12-month home equity line of credit. Don't miss out on that opportunity. The bank continues to hold that rate, so we're excited about that. Gabriel, the phone number at the Clarence branch.
Phone number here is 688-6114.
And one more time.
688-6114.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Down by the shore,
lake shore.
Everyone is raving about Toronto's 4-star spellbinding spectacular, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. The Globe and Mail calls it genuinely astounding. A masterpiece, says the CBC. Go see it. It will blow your mind, raves the Toronto Star. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child at the CAA Ed Mirvish Theatre. Book at Mirvish.com.
Hi, Steve Tasker for the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Make this the summer event on now at West Her.
At all 3 West Her Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram stores?
Absolutely. Just pick the one closest to you.
That's perfect, because my friend wants a new Jeep or maybe a new Ram truck and just can't stop talking about it.
Thinking new? Tell them to stop in today and put their name on a new 2022 Jeep Compass or new 2022 Jeep Wrangler. And check out the new 2022 Ram trucks as well, like maybe a new 2022 Ram 1500 Classic Warlock. We have over 500 vehicles to choose from.
500 available?
Yes, right now. Come in, talk to us, and drive home in a new Ram or Jeep.
Is now a good time to buy a pre-owned vehicle too?
Yes, no question about it. It's a really great time to buy pre-owned. They should check out a certified pre-owned Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge or Ram today.
At all 3 West Her Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram stores, yes?
Yes, during the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Make This the Summer event on now. Yes, sirree.
Welcome to West Her, New York.
Hey, Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on your job to ensure that your job is done properly. Call Ava now and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. Folks, there's no reason to be stressed out about your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, here's the number to call. 716-343-ROOF. That's 716-7663. By the way, you can schedule online at avaroofing.com. Ava, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's hot, it's summer, it's fun. Fallsview Casino and Casino Niagara bring you fun throughout the summer with hot summer fun. Two amazing casinos bring you exciting promotions. Fallsview's Backyard Barbecue on Thursdays, and top your weekends off at 21 Club's After Dark Nightclub and Lounge with live DJs and no cover fees. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com or casinoniagara.com for full details. Must be 19 or older, play smart. Don't miss hot summer fun at Fallsview Casino and Casino Niagara.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. We've all been there. You flush, the water starts rising, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. When you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don's a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Call Don from Plumbing Help Now. Write down this number, 861-7337, 861-7337, plumbinghelpnow.net.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at NoCo Heating and Cooling. I told you about the story about my AC condenser. They figured out that it had a factory defect in it. It was leaking the Freon, and they helped me get it replaced. No one else was able to diagnose that until they came along. Hammer Time listeners, right now, NoCo is offering you a deal to keep you comfortable this fall. Receive a $300 discount off your new AC or furnace with 0% APR for 60 months. That's a remarkable deal. $300 off your new AC or furnace with 0% interest for 5 years. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NoCo has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC or furnace tune-up for just $99. Remarkable. And their quality is there, folks. I can attest to that. Call NoCo today at 716-902-6414. That's 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate. Call them or visit their website, noco.com/heating and cooling. NoCo, providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
1020 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Ortiz. And how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention? Today's the day for you. We have open phones. No real agenda today. We started talking about recycling. You might want to give me your opinion about that, especially as it relates to plastic. Plastic seems to perform very poorly statistically when we compare it to glass and aluminum and paper. Before the show ends, we'll get into e-recycling as well, electronic recycling. But let's start on the phones and say good morning to Joe. Good morning, Joe. You're first on WBEN.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I called earlier this spring. I had a project for a self-supporting antenna.
Yeah, I remember.
72 feet. Well,
yeah, I remember.
Poured the concrete on the 29th of July. I found a welding shop that would. I bought the rebar and had them weld it up and deliver the cage.
Okay.
And found a local guy that. Had some people that did that kind of work. It's just odds and ends finding the right people to do it.
Sure.
But it was hard.
Sure.
It was hard to do that. But
It is challenging right now to find people, you know, generally, and then now in your case, a specific need, even more right. challenging. So let's reset the stage for the listening audience who may have missed your call. You were putting up an antenna. Was it a ham radio antenna?
Yeah. Yeah, ham radio antenna.
And the whole idea was obviously getting the foundation poured. Did you have the engineering already done, right? That was...
The engineering came from the antenna tower manufacturer. They're very, very, very specific for product liability. They have a really
sure.
good... they've been making these antennas for a long time, and all depends on this, your type of soil and
sure.
everything. And,
yeah. Did you have to have the soil engineered?
No. It was undisturbed for such a long time, and it was, and of course, it's very dry. We didn't have to make any forms or nothing because it maintained that nothing fell in. Once we dug it, it was 7.5 foot by 6 by 6.
So give us a sense of that again. 7.5 foot
feet deep.
Deep.
Yes.
Oh my God. And then a square solid 6 by 6.
Right, and it's roughly around 12 feet of yards of concrete.
12 cubic yards of concrete. Yep. So 12 yeah. cubic
so
yards,
that was
just to compare for everyone's benefit of what that means in terms of volume. 12 yards of concrete would probably be equal to a 100-foot driveway. Just so everybody's aware of the different of the comparison of what that is in terms of volume, that's an astounding amount of concrete.
Because it's a self-supporting tower, so there's no guy wires.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes up to 72 feet, and then of course you're regulated on the wind area of the antenna you're putting up, and that creates a lot of torque at 72 feet.
Sure.
For that tower, so but everything went well, and I can't put any weight on it till the 29th of August, so it just looks real pretty sitting there.
And the antenna erection is done by you or by them?
I have it's got a motor on it with a winch system in the middle of the antenna tower, and that's my next project. Since it's a used tower, I'm replacing all the quarter inch cables. Got five cables to change, and there's two that are about 90 feet long, and with pulleys, you know, it's going to take about 2 days of work to do all that. But
so you're going to erect this yourself?
Yeah, it's already nestled right now. All I got to do is just change.
I see.
Oh yeah.
So let me ask you this, if you don't mind, just out of curiosity, the ham radio kind of hobby. Is that really what it is, a hobby, or do you do something else with it?
I do it as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I had been involved when I first got my license a couple decades ago. I was in the military, and I was doing what they call military-affiliated radio system, which at the time there was no internet
mm-hmm.
back in the 80s. And when military people would deploy overseas, you either get an Avon line or a commercial line, and the commercial line would cost you a lot of money.
I see.
And so if you get a Mars guy that could do phone patches, you'll have a lot of Vietnam guys say, you know, hey, I remember when I talked back home on a phone patch, and you have operators here and there, and they'll relay the messages with a patch through a hardline phone.
I see.
I did that in Korea the second time I was deployed to Korea. I did that in 88, 89, and it was a lot of fun, but I don't particularly like that anymore.
So what do you do with this hobby? Who do you talk? Do you talk to people around the world, or just
you know, all the way around the world? The antenna I got now is just a vertical antenna, mm-hmm. and I've talked to New Zealand regularly. There's a island way up in the Arctic Circle where they store all those seeds for the apocalypse.
What?
Yeah, they.
Is this a George Norrie story?
No. This is true. This is so far from the Arctic Circle, past Norway.
Uh huh.
Oh, in that area, it's pretty far. But on regular, I talk to Malta. But the majority of it, we have a circle of friends. We around the United States, we get together in the morning, and we have unadulterated. Conversations, and you can pick and choose who you want to talk to, mm-hmm. your likes and everything, but it's a good hobby.
That's great. Well, good. And congratulations on figuring out how to go ahead and put that foundation in on your own, and you know, that's a testimony.
I got one thing to say about you're talking about recycling.
Yeah.
This is a thing to do with about smelting and aluminum. We are going to run into a problem with that in the United States, because smelting requires a large amount of electricity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're finding right now with them reducing our electrical footprint, or, you know, our ability of the manufacturing. If you go green, you're not going to ever have enough electricity to smelt aluminum.
This is what's, I think, being missed in this whole equation of moving away from fossil fuels is, you know, the dependence on electricity when the grid is not there really necessarily to support it. So, you know, I'm kind of perplexed by that.
Yeah. So
anyway,
keep up the good work.
All right, Joe. All right. Thanks. My pleasure. Thanks for the call and the update. I right. Always like all to right. hear how things turn out. And there we go. We've got a success story. Joe figured out how to put in a pretty substantial undertaking, a 7.5 foot deep pit filled with concrete and rebar. Quite remarkable. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning. Anything around the house, as we talked about recycling at the top of the show. And yeah, plastic is the big issue there. And are garbage bags recyclable is a question on the text board. You know, according to what this article says, the plastic, let's see here if I can find it again. I think it did say that they're made out of fossil fuels, so I guess that is, you know, kind of a negative to the positive of what the recycling might be. But I imagine that when you use a garbage bag for food waste, you know, it's going in the garbage can, so the answer is no, it's not going to be recycled. Another texter writes, I was wondering what your opinion is on gutter covers, which do you think is better, filters that set in the gutters or covers that let the water run? and the debris slide off. Would I have to worry about ice dams and how are these systems cleaned? Yeah, important to analyze the cleaning and the ice issue. And just to take that apart, let's see, why don't we do this? Why don't we hold the question, hold the answer to the question after we take the bottom of the hour news break so we can get into more detail about exactly what I suggest you do first and second when it comes to gutter guards. But it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Starbucks Workers United protesting outside Highmark Stadium before the Bills-Broncos preseason game. Casey Moore says the target is Melody Hobson, Starbucks board chair, and recently becoming the new co-owner of the Denver Broncos.
Melody Hobson, as the chair of Starbucks' board, is incredibly responsible and complicit in Starbucks' aggressive and unprecedented union-busting campaign that they've been conducting across the country.
Moore says Starbucks workers will be leafleting and picketing before the 1 p.m. kickoff. As Dawson Knox mourns the loss of his brother Luke at charity, he spends time with the Punt Foundation, has been receiving donations from Bill's Mafia. Executive Director Gwen Mizeak says it started on social media.
I'm not surprised, knowing the nature of this community, that this is what's happening. But, you know, we're a grassroots organization that does very direct and impactful work for local families fighting pediatric cancer. So, you know, we certainly recognize the opportunity that this, you know, means for, you know, solidifying our work and mission in the community.
Most donations have been in the amount of $16.88, honoring the jersey numbers of the Knox brothers. Niagara County Sheriff's deputies are trying to determine the identity of a body found in the waters of the Niagara River. A boater reported the body yesterday morning. Today, the KIA marched to honor those killed in action. Jason Descula says runners have the option of doing the race the military way.
If they choose to do it, they can actually carry it in rucksacks, which is, you know, the equivalent of what we do in the military with all our gear that we want to carry. We throw them in backpacks, rucksacks, and go about it. So it gives people, you know, something that we've gone through if they want to do it. If they want to just walk the walk at Chestnut Ridge, they could just walk the walk.
The 10K March takes place at Chestnut Ridge Park in Orchard Park. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom, that's how. It's Dominic here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, and they can make a mirror for you as well. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass today at 694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. You can see for yourself how many options are available at Twin City Glass in their showroom in Willitzer Park. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS Shoes and Orthotics. It's summer and time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made and American crafted casual shoes, sandals, and sneakers. You don't need to sacrifice quality and comfort for summertime sandals and sneakers at affordable prices. Love your feet again at SAS Shoes, located conveniently at the Transit Town Plaza. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11.
An important message from Medicare.
Medicare savings programs can lower your Part B premium from $170 to $0. With these programs run by your state, you could save on your premium, deductibles, and more, and your Medicare coverage will not change. If you're single with an income of $20,000 or less, or married with an income of $25,000 or less, it's worth it to see if you qualify. Call 1-800-MEDICARE and ask about Medicare savings programs.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you know how to instantly bring the dark, stuffy room in your and your house back to life? Well, it can be done with natural light and fresh air. That's how. Now, there's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go, and those in the know go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux will offer you a natural light and ventilation solution all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten your home, folks, they're going to be good for your health and well-being, too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street, located on Delaware and Sheridan, and located on Sheridan near Transit. Those in the know, go Lenco.
I love it when something you imagine or dream about turns out to be even better when it becomes a reality. Hi, Steve Tasker for West Hur Lincoln in Amherst, where our brand new state-of-the-art facility is exactly that. Now, fully operational and waiting to serve you. Right across the street from our former location on Millersport Highway, people have been delighted by the experience that defines what Lincoln stands for in the industry. So please, come into this great new facility, sit down with us, and custom order your new 2022 or 2023 Lincoln today. Choose your options and get exactly what you want. Put your name on an incoming new 2022 Lincoln Corsair. Reserve yours now. And as always, we encourage you to enjoy West Hur Lincoln's concierge service. Any new Lincoln can be brought to you to test drive anywhere in Western New York, work or home, at your convenience. And for post-purchase service and maintenance, your vehicle can be picked up and returned to you when the work is complete. But you may not want to miss seeing our new facility. So come into West Hur Lincoln in Amherst today on Millersport Highway, just north of UB. If you're thinking Lincoln, think West Hur.
Are you number one in the number two business? Consider yourself a good plumber? Frank's Mr. Plumber knows you're worth your weight in gold. After over 35 years in business, Frank's Mr. Plumber knows you want flexible hours, vacation time, 401k plans, and health insurance. Call Frank's Mr. Plumber and work with a team of plumbers who take pride in doing things right, utilize state-of-the-art equipment, and are treated like gold. Earn 80 to 100k your first year as a service plumber. Call Julia at 295-6435. That's 295-6435.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at A1 Concrete Leveling. I've talked to you about how they helped me at my house level out some concrete. Well, they just recently did the same thing at Phil's house. He had movement around his pool, which was a tripping hazard, and also in his porch. They fixed both. Yeah, they use hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color matching. And you can use your concrete surface the very same day. And the best part, of course, is the cost. You'll save between 50 and 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did for me and for my son, Phil. So give them a call today at 716-341-4550. You'll get a free estimate, 716-341-4550. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930. I'll pick up the phone, anything around the house that needs my attention as we solve a texter's question about gutter guards. Yeah, gutter guards are great, especially if you have a treed lot and a lot of leaves are infesting your gutter. You want to certainly make sure you're mindful of keeping your gutters clean, because in the winter months, if those leaves are left there, everything will freeze up and you'll get the chance for more ice damming. The problem, of course, with gutter guards is that if you have heat loss and you have a lot of ice formation, then you could run the risk of damaging your gutter guard. So be sure to deal with the insulation levels first before you look at adding gutter guards. I have a product called Leaf Relief. It's a snap-in to the top of the gutter. It's kind of C-shaped and has two slots in it. Very simple, very easy to take care of. Generally, the debris just blows right off of it. The only problem I have is in the corner. Sometimes we'll get a little, impacted area there where, especially with the helicopters, they seem to like the corners, and you'll get a little bit of collection of debris there, but that's easy to get rid of. Again, very easy to take care of. So yeah, I do like gutter guards, but make sure you deal with any heat loss first so that you're not going to damage them. Let's go to West Seneca and chat with Lou. Good morning, Lou. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I want to tell you this call is long overdue, but an attorney from Ava Roofing came out to my house last summer, and I had them re-side my home, which is about 30 or 31 years old.
Okay.
And I just want to tell you, no relation, never met them before the job, but they did an exceptional job.
Yeah.
Every ounce of detail that you can imagine, they were awesome. Their
yeah.
whole crew, they cleaned up after themselves, and there was no throw and go. Every piece was precisely measured. They did a shake shingle on the house, and it not only did it change the look of the house, it just changed the overall look of the property. But I want to give them I want to tip my hat to them because
yeah.
they did an excellent job.
Well, I do appreciate that, Lou. You know, the whole idea here behind the Hammer Time partnership is that we chose people to be in it that epitomized integrity and quality and service. And, you know, they're top of the list with that. And Anatoly is just a generally nice guy. He cares about his customers. He cares very much about it being an American, you know, in that he's born in the Ukraine. You know, they really see magnified much more than we do the differences in our society over where he came from. Exactly, you know. Exactly. So
yeah.
I will share your comments if he's not listening with him, and I appreciate you.
Louie and West Seneca with the shake shingle.
Okay.
This is long overdue, okay?
All right, Lou. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, all of the Hammer Time partners are great. You know, I have a real warm spot in my heart for Anatoly because of his heritage, you know, kind of similar, you know, to my father's story, coming from Italy, and they're coming, you know, modern day coming to the United States from the Ukraine. He just recently, by the way, if you didn't know this, was able to get his sister. She was the last member of their family that was still in the Ukraine, so he was able to get his sister and her 9 children to Buffalo, and they had to travel a circuitous route, and they ended up coming in through Mexico, from what I understand, and they're now here as refugees, you know, from their Ukraine in Buffalo. So that was his hard work that did that. 803-0930, that's the number for you here this Saturday morning as we talk about recycling and we mix in your questions as we travel next now to Chris in Hamburg. Good morning, Chris. You're next.
Hi, good morning. I need some help with our basement walls. We recently got a sump pump, which stopped the crumbling.
Okay.
Our house is close to 100 years old, and it never had a sump pump. And that was the reason we ended up getting one, because the walls had started to crumble. And now I want to paint.
Are the walls stone?
No, they're, it looks like concrete block.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
So some are fine, and some are not.
Okay, yeah. That's what water will do to block. You know, it'll fill the cavities, and then freeze and thaw. You'll get expansion. You'll get cracking. You'll get degradation of the brick of a block surface. How bad is it?
You can still tell that they're concrete blocks, but again, some are perfect, but
okay.
The one side is... it's just kind of crumbling, and it has all stopped since we got the sump pumps. So
okay.
That was the magic answer for
us. So when you talk about crumbling, are you talking about actually being able to see right into the web of the block, or is it just a little bit of a surface wear?
I would say more surface.
Okay. Because if we start to see the webs of the block, then that's degraded to the point where we need to replace them. And it's quite involved to do that, but there are companies that,
okay.
that do that.
And that's what you mean by the web, but I think it's more surface.
Okay. So what we need to do first is clean that. And what I'd recommend is acid etch. And this is a product made by UGL. The entire UGL product line is what we're going to be working with here pretty much with repairing this wall. Starting with the acid etch. This will neutralize the alkaline in the surface, give you more tooth, which you generally don't have too much of an issue with tooth with concrete block because they're so porous. But still, it's important to clean it and acid etch it. And then we're going to repair any areas that you want to try and level out. If there's any kind of divots or recesses, you can use hydraulic cement there. And then you're going to apply Dry-Lock. Dry-Lock is the paint-like material that has a bondability to masonry that'll hold up quite well. on the block surface.
Okay.
This is made by UGL.
Okay. Should I start with, brushing the crumbly stuff?
Yeah. When you apply the acid etch, it's actually going to be involved with a little bit of elbow grease there too, just to clean the surface. And you got to let that dry, and then you can start the hydraulic cement repair.
Okay. Okay. And that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure it's a lot more.
It is. Yeah, don't say that. It is going to be a big job, and I suggest that you don't try to do it all, in one session. Break it up over several days because it's going to be taxing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
All right. Let us know how it turns out.
Okay, I will. Thanks
okay.
Again.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's move along to Tonawanda now and chat with Joan. Good morning, Joan. You're next.
Good morning. I'm calling concerning a grill that my daughter purchased. It's mounted right on her deck, and after a few years, it's under warranty, yet it absolutely toppled over because it rusted out on the inside, base where it was mounted, which was quite frightening because it could have been a real disaster. But anyway, she contacted the company. They sent her a new part for the base, saying it's stainless steel. How can she actually know that this will hold up because the other one rusted out and, toppled?
Well, first question I have is, you're saying it's actually mounted. What style of, is it a propane grill?
Yeah, well, no, it's gas with a gas line underneath.
So it has a hard line to it, a natural gas line.
Right.
And was it mounted with bolts to the deck, or was it it wasn't on wheels, right?
No, it was mounted to the deck.
Interesting. I'm not exactly familiar with what style grill that would be mounted to a deck. Usually they're, portable and they're wheelable. But the manufacturer did stand behind it, and you're saying that it rusted right out, and that's what made it fall over. But if it's stainless steel, that's not going to rust.
Well, how can they tell that the new part, they didn't replace anything except they sent them parts to have it, reinstalled, and they're saying that this is stainless steel. Is there a way of telling that it is not galvanized so that before she pays to have somebody install it, that she knows that this one will stand?
Yeah. I'm sure there's ways to tell between stainless steel and galvanized steel. It's generally a different look. Galvanized has got more of a cloudy kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a clear finish. It's got a more of a cloudy finish. And stainless steel is a little bit shinier. So that may be an indicator. And maybe that's how they're dealing with this warranty issue, is replacing it with stainless steel as opposed to what may have been galvanized steel, which will rust. So
the galvanized will rust?
No, I'm sorry, not galvanized. A regular steel will rust. Galvanized steel will not rust.
Will not rust.
Yeah.
So it's just the opposite of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to pursue that a little further. Thank you.
All right, well, good luck. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not being as clear as you might wanted with that answer, but it's because I'm not exactly sure what the grill looks like, and maybe I'll do a little research on what deck-mounted grills look like, and it might help me get a better visual. Anyway, 803-0930, that's the number for you here this Saturday morning. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, it is the end of August, and we're feeling summer's heat and humidity. This time of year, cool air in your home may feel great, but it might not be great for your health. Running the AC means pumping that debris that's in your ductwork into the air you breathe around the clock. Biofilm forms in your system and causes summer colds, allergies, sinus issues. Some people think it's cool air itself. However, it's not. It's all that disgusting stuff I just mentioned that's loaded into your ductwork. Now you are showering all that unhealthy gunk with moisture that is created from your air conditioner. These are, my friends, is the perfect formula to make mold or biofilm, as it's known in the industry. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Well put, well said. So, here we are, and things are filling up. I think there's like one or two spots left in August. And but you know what? We have a great supply of the medical grade air purifiers, both the portables like you have that cover 1,200 square feet and the ones that fit on your furnace. And as we know, those are 40 times more efficient than HEPA. So it's a great time to get those, as well as how do you keep your house dry?
Of course, the high-capacity dehumidifier, we're allowed to say the brand name now, April Air. It's just a remarkable product. And what's most remarkable about it, Peter, is that it doesn't run all the time.
Yes, right. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it's they're fantastic.
Exactly.
And those ones, you're going to ask me, but I'll say it. Those are $250 off today. And there's a rumor of a rebate coming for 100 more on that.
Oh, wow.
I have to confirm that. But, yeah, that's people could probably count on that. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got extra special discounts, and only you can get them by calling Indoor Professionals today at 683-3000. You mentioned the $250 off the April Air. How about the medical? How about the whole house? The medical grade air purifier.
Yeah, sure. You know, the portable, we get $300 off, and the one that goes inline is $500 off. And duct cleaning, once again, you can, depending on the size and age of the house, you can get anywhere between 90 and 150 off. And the one thing I ask today is just for your patience, if you get the voicemail, just make sure you leave your name and address, some detailed information, and I will promise to get back to you before the end of the day. It's just been super busy with the fall rush, as you mentioned.
716-683-3000. You heard Peter. The discounts are only available to you and only available today. Call Indoor Air Professionals right now, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
We all look forward to things in life, such as a wedding, buying a home, or starting a family. We prepare for many of the happy things, but push off the things that are not so easy to talk about, like your will or who will take care of your family if tragedy strikes.
This kind of preparation is not only important to each individual, but vital for your loved ones. One of the greatest things you can do in life is help preserve your family's future. And with the ever-increasing costs of going to court or living in a nursing home, preparation is the key.
You've heard us talk about the basic three in Medicaid planning and how important that is. We encourage everyone to contact our office and talk about the things that are difficult to think about, but absolutely must get done.
We will help you create an overall estate plan that not only makes sense, but protects you, your assets, and your family members forever.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stamlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Continue the party with 21 Club After Dark at Falls View Casino every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. There's no cover fee, so hit the dance floor with our live DJ or grab a seat for light bites and cocktails. Reserve through Open Table Experiences and get free parking. Check out fallsviewcasinoresort.com for details and DJ lineup. Must be 19 or older. 21 Club After Dark, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at Falls View Casino.
So I've known the Horbit family for many years. Bill Horbit Sr. and I go back to the 70s when his dad and my dad were running our prospective businesses. And of course, Bill is still around, just like I'm still around, and the Big L name synonymous with windows and doors. They're located on William Street, 27 William Street in Chickawaga, right near the thruway. And their phone number is 716-895-8484. The website, biglwindows.com. Head into Big L today. Tell them Dominic sent you. Check out the Marvin window line. Remarkable product. Quality windows. We have the essential window, the fiberglass model, in our new building on Main Street. And they also offer the Elevate, which is fiberglass exterior, wood interior. And of course, the Signature Series, which is an all wood window with a clad exterior. They also carry the ThermaTru door line, excellent quality products, all available at Big L Windows and Doors with their total trust guarantee. That means if they ever touch anything on your home, they'll come back and take care of it if there's a problem. Give them a call today. It's Tell Them Dominic sent you. 716-895-8484. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, Steve Tasker for West Her Hyundai and the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event.
Come in now and get your name on one of the cool new incoming 2023 Hyundais today. Like a new 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe, new 2023 Hyundai Tucson, or a new 2023 Hyundai Elantra. You'll be that much closer to your own fun getaway.
And you won't be waiting months or even to the end of the year for your next new vehicle. You can just come to West Her Hyundai now, reserve a new Hyundai, and take delivery in the next 30 to 60 days.
And of course, there's no getting around the fact that Hyundai really looks out for their customers with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
So get out of the house and get over to West Her Hyundai and the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Reserve yours today.
They will go fast.
You've got that right. Your next great deal is right around the corner, but you need to come in now. Visit West Her Hyundai today on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple.
Or go to westherhyundai.com and start looking for your next ride.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. That's your button. Haley?
Welcome to West Her, New York.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yeah, they've got new garage doors for you. They've got the epoxy-coated floor like I've got. They've got storage equipment, cabinetry, and slat wall, all at Gorilla Garage Gear. 716-715-6927. Online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And right now, folks, I've got discounts for you. A new garage door will save you $100. If you combine that with an epoxy floor, you'll save $300. And if you do all three, storage, floor, and door, it's a $500 discount. Remarkable. Go, go, Gorilla. Call them today, 716-715-6927. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:55 is Hammer Time. Yeah, of course, folks, I missed the fact that stainless is not magnetic, and that's an easy way to tell that you have stainless steel, is it's not going to be magnetized. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. You know, yes, yeah, use a magnet. Easy, it won't stick to stainless. But another little comment and then a question for you.
Sure.
The lady that was talking about the plastic bags, if they could be recycled, they can, but why they don't want them singly, you know, because I've talked to the recyclers, they get caught in the rollers.
Ah, sure.
And
sure.
So I know, like, the grocery stores, what they'll do, if you take one plastic bag and stuff it with, you know, now they're getting away from plastic bags, so I don't even know if you can do this anymore. But, I mean, if you can stuff it with 40, 50 bags so it's pretty much round and
yes.
Tie it off,
yes.
That'll go through because it won't get stuck in the rollers.
Well, yeah, and that's what we do at home, but we use them for our garbage.
Right.
I wonder what people – I guess that's a good question to throw out there. Maybe we'll do a show on this at some point. What are you using for your garbage? What are you putting your garbage in? Are you buying plastic bags to put garbage in?
Well, you know, no. I can't say that. No, the food waste, I use a garbage disposal because, you know, I'm worried about fruit flies in the house. So
okay.
I just can't throw it, you know, next to the sink.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I got the, you know, your regular kitchen size.
Yeah, garbage bags. So you're buying garbage bags.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But but it's not the little one, so.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know. You know, yeah, but you know, when you think about it, I suppose one of those big ones like I use is probably equivalent to what? Six of the smaller ones?
Well, that's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true.
So I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know how they're, you know, how it's any better.
You had a question too, Bill? We're going to run out of time.
Yeah. No, real quick, but the you know, you were talking about the gutter guards, and
right.
and I missed the kind that you said you had.
It's called Leaf, Relief, R-E-L-I-E-F, Leaf Relief.
Now, is that something you could buy at one of the?
I bought them through a wholesale house. So that's a good question, whether they're available commercially in the big box stores. But you can call the wholesale houses and find out where they're available, you know, retail.
Okay, because I you know, the ones that they always advertise with the screens on them, you know, you get all the little stones coming off your shingles and it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely, yeah, and it plugs up, and then that's a mess, too.
Yeah, mine are great. I like it. All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the call and the comments and for being a part of the show, Bill.
Sure.
Nice all right. Yeah, same here. I always like talking with all of our listeners, and thanks for your questions and interaction with the show today. We'll look forward to speaking to you next Saturday at the same time, same place, same station. Yeah, we've been here since 1989. Yeah, starting to show our age, Jerry. Jerry, great job as well. And have a great week, everybody. Go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.